Request@radiok.org. Mm-hmm. That's how it works if you're listening from afar or anear.
Oh, the only reason that they moved it is that it's shifted around. You can just turn it around to where you usually sit, and everything will be okay.
Oh, no. Well, it's Chris.
Server down. Uh-oh.
Well, maybe go fix that. Anyway,
only
we'll
playing
leave
the same 35 seconds over now. Oh, no.
We'll leave the technical talk to others, or to off the air. But,
more tech talk.
Yeah.
Maybe there are network issues.
Indeed.
Yeah, you didn't know.
Man.
When did you send that? Maybe you sent that at the same time you turned your computer on. No, that's 1:56 p.m. CST. Oh.
Nope, that's not when I did that.
That's just not right.
Say, I was at a large store today, and I saw a speaker system for sale that looks like rocks in your garden.
Oh, I've seen that before.
Yes. And,
I'm sure it sounds like rocks in your garden, too.
Well, it was so appropriate. The rock-shaped speakers were belting out rock of no... I am walking through...
Rock of Ages, and there's only one way to rock?
It was slow ride.
Slow ride.
Fog Hat was slow riding the rock out of the rock-shaped speakers in the middle of department store number 72 today. And I paused in the garden furniture, and I thought, the slow ride sounds really good right about now.
Was it the extended version with the big old guitar solo in the middle?
I could not linger for a full...
Oh, no.
Either the 4-5 or the 6-7 minutes that it takes.
Yeah, I think the full thing is like 8 minutes long.
Yes, it is. Then we got the live version.
We've been dancing around in California. Dean Friedman brought us back to the East Coast, and now we're going to go into the rapidly declining world of Tin Pan Alley songwriting.
Yeah.
Based in the New York City area, for a little while, a fella by the name of Lou Reed was employed by Pickwick Records as a songwriter.
To crank them out. Fast as you can write them, Lou.
Padding, you know, songs to fill out the Lou Christie songs on B-list and C-list and Z-list greatest hits collections.
Or to concoct a studio group, slap a single out, and hope to make a mint without any much investment.
And it was working as a songwriter that Mr. Reed met a Welshman by the name of John Cale, and they began to collaborate on you know, bizarre pop songs, and then eventually formed their own group, The Velvet Underground.
And you know them today as Sonny and Cher.
As Sonny and Cher.
But one of the songs that they actually sold to somebody became a single for an R&B group called the All Night Workers. It's a song called Why Don't You Smile Now. Wish I had the All Night Workers, but I have the Downliners sect doing their cover of Why Don't You Smile Now.
From what year was this then? How contemporary?
Maybe 66. Okay. Something like that. 65, 66 is when the sucker came out. This is Why Don't You Smile Now by the Downliners sect. A kind of, you know, an extra punky Kinks sort of group. You know, heavy duty, angular British R&B. This is Why Don't You Smile Now by the Downliners sect.
And featuring, the songwriting of Lou Reed.
Songwriting prowess of Lou Reed and John Cale.
And John Cale. On Cosmic Slot.
On Radio K.
Smile now.
Clear. Now I've got the power to the working hour, and and every other day of the year. So though I'm a working man, I can ruin the government's plan. I'm not too hard, but the sight of my car makes me some kind of Superman.
Robs, sort of by suggestion from my friend Brian, who wrote us an email asking for a union-friendly Billy Bragg song, but...
You came up with that.
Came up with that instead, the Straubs, part of the union. And yes, I, and I'd imagine you are to a certain degree, affected by the bus strike.
Yes, intermittent bus user.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I am.
I am a regular bus user.
Yes, you are.
I take it to and fro every day. So went out and bought a bike. Now I have a lock for the bike.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Bicycling to the U.
Commuting has never had such a slimming effect on my life.
Well, we'll certainly see if it if it's up to the task. Mm-hmm. It didn't work on Wednesday when I rode the sucker home. I went to the bike shop over my lunch hour and purchased a bicycle, knowing full well that the strike was going to start on Thursday.
And, right.
And at lunchtime, went bought the bike. Beautiful, clear outside.
Right.
By 5 o'clock when I rode home, sleet storm.
Oh, no.
It was messy, sloppy, and I got home and had, like, dirt all up the back of my jacket.
Oh,
that was,
it's
was
well
soaked
worth...
and sleety, and my hands were gummy, and my I had to stop at every corner and wipe the crap off of my glasses.
No.
It was... That was a trial by fire, and I hadn't ridden a bicycle for about 2 years.
I
commuted regularly during the last transit strike 7 years ago, but oh boy!
My current bicycle, when I bought it a couple of years back, I popped the extra bucks, and they were cheap, but I got the fender on the back.
Oh, see, well, I have a rack. It's got one of those.
Is it solid? Should it be a
it
stopper?
It is solid.
A stopper?
It should sort of be a stopper. And I'm sure that it... I haven't looked underneath it, but I'd imagine there are mud dangles hanging down off the off the thing. It helped. It helped. But, boy, I think I had two big old badger stripes up either side.
During the super freeziness about a month ago or so, whenever, like, a couple of days of serious deep freeze, our friend Erica was biking home from work. She's a hardcore... nearly year-round biker. She'll go pretty much anytime. Suits up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Hardier biker than I. I'm not a year-round biker by any stretch.
Yeah, those year-round bikers, I have to shake my head and tisk at them because it's dangerous.
But yes and no. Sometimes it's the roads. You know, when it's sloppy, then it's tricky. But there are those days when it's winter and yes it's cold, but the roads are dry.
Right. Yeah. You see Mr.
But you got to be looking out.
Mr. Hippie Boy riding his bike down the street.
She went to work.
Yeah.
It got cold outside.
Yep.
Far more than she thought.
Oh boy.
And she biked home, just, you know, headed out, did the thing.
Yep.
Couldn't figure out why her eyelashes were freezing shut as it plummeted to, you know, the 10 below and beyond.
Yeah, it gets that way.
Got home and, you know, got on the horn to somebody. It's like, how cold is it outside? Mm-hmm. What's happening? She had, you know, it's all relative. You can be somebody who lives and dies by listening to the weather forecast. But if you just look outside and go, seems kind of cold. No, it's nice today. You just start going.
No.
And, froze her eyes shut, trying to stop every block and
wipe the garbage out of it. The tips of my middle fingers were the things that got cold.
Yep.
They were numb by the time I got home, and it's because they project from the death grip that I had on the handlebars. And, you know, the roads have changed since 1996 when this last happened.
Right. And,
yeah, it was 96, wasn't it? It was
don't know. The last transit strike?
Yeah, it was like August through October.
Do not recall.
95, 96. Anyway, it was a while ago, and I did bike back then, and looking forward to it, really. I don't mind. I was going to do it anyway for the exercise.
Yep.
So there you go. I hope the strike is going well and that things are getting negotiated and all like that, but I'm not going to be a crabber.
Right.
I know that TV news was going around town on Wednesday interviewing people, looking for views
right.
on the strike. And I'd imagine they were surprised to see that nobody was angry at the drivers. It's like, yeah. Oh, well, so it goes.
Yeah,
I'm sympathetic. Good on them. I'll find a way to get to work.
And figure this out.
It's like, well, geez, you know, this is Bush's America after all. Why aren't people getting mad? They maybe found a couple of cranks out there, but no, it's I'm happy to do my part.
Yeah,
and of course the view expressed there is my view, not that of the University of Minnesota
right.
or Radio K or even you, but
right,
you know, good on them and I'll do what it takes.
They hope they figured out. It's the how do I say this in the most potentially nonpartisan way I can?
Sure.
That the public sector at some points is starting to feel in a much more vocal way. Private sector mm-hmm. places that aren't unionized and public sectors that are more openly and traditionally unionized
sure.
are seeing what is happening across the board, which is, you know, either cuts or increases mm-hmm. to, you know, the cost of insurance to employees.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, doubled for me this year.
Likewise, but mm-hmm. you and I are both public employees, but
yeah.
It's happening everywhere. You're either not getting benefits and stuff and,
right.
you know, call it canary in the coal mine, if you will, but you know it's symptomatic
mm-hmm.
of workplace problems and changes in the cost of healthcare. Period mm-hmm. across the board, across the nation,
right.
as far as how it's affecting people,
yeah.
and it's you know turning into union issues in certain contexts. But make mm-hmm. no mistake, healthcare costs and changes are happening everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and it's not just exclusive to the people who have the right to you know. Go through the dance of negotiations and strikes.
I'm tired of my wage freeze paying for your tax cut.
There you go.
So, that said, where are we going to go with this?
We're going to play some...
Yeah, we're going to play some more of this.
Oh, I was going to say some rock, and then you held up the soft rock thing again.
Sure.
Okay.
We could play Johnny Carson talking with
Dean
Martin, but we'll
bury that in the middle.
Do that a little bit later. We'll bury that. Somebody else can take responsibility
right.
for that. But we played this back when I first got this disc, and it was really good then, and it's going to be twice as good this time around. It's got a guy named Brian Prothro,
mm-hmm.
a song called Pinball, which it could have been a hit. It was close. That sound was played a lot on the radio.
So, this is a British hit that we're not going to know, but people in Britain might have known it because it was almost a hit someplace where we
correct,
definitely didn't hear
sir.
It.
Yeah.
What
is Prothro? It's from 1974.
Yeah, okay.
Singer-songwriter who later turned actor, rather followed acting as the main profession. Wow, it sounds like... it's a Rick Springfield kind of guy.
Uh-huh.
Made the charts, remained a cult favorite ever since, although I can't find it on the charts. It must have made the lower rung of the British charts.
Maybe it was over on the adult contemporary, the bubbling under charts of mm-hmm. the British realm.
But it's good stuff. It's called Pinball. It's by Brian Prothro from 1974, and we're going to play it right now.
Here on Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
And I feel like I'm in jail, and my music bores me once again. And I've been on the pinball, and I no longer know it all. And they say that you never know when you're insane. Got fleas in the bedroom, got flies in the bathroom, and the cat just finished off the bread. So I walk over Soho, and I read about Monroe, and I wonder was she really what they said. Got a call from a good friend, come on down for the weekend, didn't know if I could spare the time. I knew a woman who was crazy, about a boy who was lazy, but it didn't work out cause they just couldn't make it rhyme. Hey Jude, you were alright, I could have grooved with you all night, but you turned your back on the party game. Keep my head clean. Will
wake up in confusion just the same.
Part of Radio K is made possible by funds from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.
John Baker, the composer there from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. A little ditty called Sea Sports. Production music from the BBC.
Spooky, you can see why.
From the early to mid-70s.
You can find out why Aphex Twin had an interest in re-releasing those things. Mm-hmm. They are the building... They either sound like Aphex Twin, or they're most definitely the building blocks of the cacophony he often creates.
I know. This was such an awesome Christmas gift from Christopher, my brother-in-law. Got a copy of music from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. It's a 4 10-inch collection on Refex mm-hmm. Records, which is Aphex Twin's personal label thing. It's this limited edition doodah that he put together out of the existing BBC Radiophonic music compilations.
Nifty.
It's the most complete collection out there, and it's really something.
And they're on little 10-inches.
Little 10-inches. It's the goofiest thing.
Uh-huh.
It's DJ-rific.
He's supporting the vinyl culture.
Mm-hmm. It's very sweet. John Baker preceded by Sly Stone.
High on You, the title track of an album from 75 that is often mm-hmm. often overlooked. That one song is on, I think, a new greatest hits that's floating around. They're occasionally that record is it finally has gotten a teeny bit of do, but mm-hmm. man, that needs that and the album before it, Small Talk. Need to be reissued on CD. I have sung their praises for many years now.
Fresh is out there. You can get that.
You can get Fresh. That's from 73. And after mm-hmm. that?
After that, it gets a little dicey. Perhaps the rights are goofed up.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Stone, Mr. Stewart.
Yep.
Perhaps not the best businessman, at least at that time.
Well, I need to go and I
don't know.
I'm also very eager. And I think I'd be able to justify playing it on the air. They are official TV. They were officially released things. My neighbor has hooked me up with a collection of somebody that went and found like television broadcasts mm-hmm. and live performances. Not like live concert shows, but mm-hmm. actual TV show performances by Sly and the Family Stone. Like the Mike Douglas Show, doing Family Affair 5 years or whatever, 4 or 5 years after it was out mm-hmm. as a song. And then it shows up on, you know, he's doing that on TV shows when things were kind of dark and bleak.
Hey, Sly Stone, good to have you here.
And the Dick Cavett, the full Out of His Skull Dick Cavett interview is also part of the collection.
Awesome.
So we may be able to share that in coming weeks.
Sly Stone preceded by Brian Prothrow, Pinball, and didn't get to the full track list from the previous set.
Didn't?
We got, just started talking about unions and got stuck there. The Straubs, part of the union, was preceded by ATV.
Yep.
Alternative TV. Action Time Vision, the name of the song. And Downliner Sect started things off with Why Don't You Smile Now.
Which is pretty good.
That's the last 10 minutes or so. So I hope you enjoy.
So I was at the large mall-type location in the South Metro mm-hmm. earlier today. And watched the kid head for the big mall. And she's kind of new to malls. But just the overwhelming stimuli of colors and things. She just ran out of the department store and into the mall proper. And 4 or 5 times in a row. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And she just kept running. And uh-huh. then I didn't know what she was being drawn to. And mostly it was shiny lights. And then we realized down below us, several stories down inside the central rotunda area of this particular mall,
mm-hmm.
Where it was an open casting call for the Chanhassen Dinner Theater's
production
of Annie. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
And she didn't understand. She realized they were singing and there was music. But mm-hmm. picture a bunch of girls who are all... Everybody was singing a little quickie version of... We saw 5 or 6 people sing it, and that's all they did. One right after another, dude on the piano, 2 director-producer types sitting right in front, public, and these girls are marching up, and they're lined up you know, 30 a group, 30 per group. I can't imagine spending the entire afternoon listening to
it. I suppose the casting people, if they're going to have to suffer through it, the entire mall is going to have to suffer as well.
No, see, but it's an awareness thing. Hype and promote, and everybody wants their American Idol moment, mm-hmm. potentially, to be
everybody
discovered.
Everybody wants their child to have their American Idol moment, and perhaps to be able to live through them.
And what I saw, I probably saw before we wandered away and went on our merry way, the probably heard 3, 4, 5 different renditions of Tomorrow by the girls that came up in the assembly line. And one of the girls was not a strong voice, not on key. I mean, not a good singer.
Sure.
She just wasn't. It wasn't like, mm-hmm. You know, an opinion. It was just
she could drive a forklift neck. Nobody's business.
Point being, everybody was very nicely applauding for everybody. There mm-hmm. was it was a public thing. There was no hissing. There was no, mm-hmm. you know, my child's much better. I was happy to see everybody getting a nice round of applause, no matter what the performance was.
They're all winners.
They're all winners. They're just not all being employed as actors and singers.
Absolutely. Now, the Miss Hannigan tryout, that would be a little...
Oh, man.
A little less pleasant.
What's in your stage flask?
Oh.
To which...
I got to get into character here. I'm going to go up to the comedy bar.
What do you mean, stage flask?
Absolutely.
You know, a bunch of guys in bald head. You got to have a Daddy Warbucks trying.
Oh, dear.
But it was...
I don't know. Finney owns that role.
Is he dead?
I don't know.
No. No, I think he's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
I think Albert Finney is still alive.
Only his career is...
When do you think? Let's see. Should we create a figurative stop clock on the first time that Bruce Willis is called upon to play Daddy Warbucks? Sometime soon. Could be his.
Could be
his. He sings. He looks good bald.
So, I don't know. I think Richard Mall is
get some
be
more
the next
jowls
one.
On him. You know, Richard Mall. Have you ever seen what he looks like when he grows his hair out?
I know.
Like
he's ridiculous.
He looks ridiculous.
He was in.
That being Bull, the tall, bald bailiff guy from Night Court and also featured in the Fabulous. No, he wasn't. Never mind.
He, with hair,
yeah,
is in this awful, awful film called Night Train to Terror, which I've tried to you know, evangelize. To the best of my ability. It's one of those mid-80s straight-to-video really crappy movies. And it's something that my sister bought on sell-through.
Right.
When she was home on Christmas or something.
You
last
and I
year.
Share such a passion that I never questioned for lost and unsung bad and often bad music. You embrace the bad motion picture so much more enthusiastically than I do.
Well, they're just there, you know. And bad music, you sit down, 3.5 minutes, it's over. Bad movie, you got 90 minutes to sit and squirm.
They
and
ask something of you.
Night Train to Terror, though, that's one that rewards the viewer, the non-casual viewer, because it's so atrociously bad.
Right.
That there's something, you know, it's like a what did I just see moment.
Right.
Pretty much every couple minutes. And I got to get myself a copy of that to perhaps show it at Cinema Slop one of these days.
Right,
we'll be talking about that in just a second, but... Yeah, it's a train. It's riding through the night.
Is there
God terror? And the devil are playing chess or having some kind of discussion in one of the cars, and it breaks off into the occasional Twilight Zone-esque, you know,
vignettes
illustrating man's inhumanity to man and venality and, you know, crimes of the heart and stuff like that. Problem is, in another part of the train, there's this new wave dance party going on.
No.
And they just play this song over and over again, and people are dressed in, you know, full liquid sky regalia, doing these terrible new wave dance moves.
Jaunty hair and lots of eye makeup.
And, oh, jeez. And then, you know, the train crashes or something at the end. You know, God and the devil decide to just wrap it up, and the new wave dance party, it's very deep.
Well, that's because the moral of the story is... new wave dance parties are a one-way ticket to the afterworld.
It is. One way ticket to the afterworld.
Especially if it's generic.
It's not like, what is it, Terror Train with Peter Cushing on it with a bunch of Russian zombies with no eyes.
Not Super Train, the Love Boat on Wheels project that everyone loves.
No, nothing like that. But Cinema Slop.
Coming up
Tuesday, couple days, at the Dinky Towner. It's free. And summer camp films being taken care of here. Going to be showing at 8 p.m. on Tuesday, Summer Camp Nightmare, which is it's Lord of the Flies crossed with meatballs. Really not so good. And at 10, going to be showing, Wet Hot American Summer from a few years back, put together by members of MTV's The State, starring Janine Garofalo, David Hyde Pierce, and so forth and so on. A send-up, a loving, tender tribute to the teen summer camp movie of the 80s. And it's very, very special. So, won't cost you nothing. Two fine films at the Dinky Towner. Summer Camp Nightmare, followed by Wet Hot American Summer. That's Tuesday night at the Dinky Towner in Dinkytown, USA. What you looking up?
Get my facts straight.
Getting your facts straight.
Get my facts straight. Going to sound informed when it comes time to talk about
this.
Because
we had a request for Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Specifically something off of Blood on the Tracks, which we are going to regale you with. But Dylan's coming to town.
He's coming to, well, Duluth.
Duluth. No. He's coming to the state. No, to this, our state.
Yeah.
No. Toodaloot. Does this tour go toot-a-loot? No, it goes beep beep.
Roy Wilkins.
Oh, Wilkins, it is coming to town.
Roy Wilkins. And what I wanted
to
get straight
city.
Was whether the Blood on the Tracks band show had already happened or not. And it did. It was last Wednesday.
Ah, okay.
That was a Blood on the Tracks, the legendary Dylan album, was recorded. Mm-hmm. A great deal of it was recorded here in the Twin Cities with folks that are still around.
Mm-hmm.
And they've gotten together and performed, I think, a couple of times. I think, and they did another one just last week with a lot of the original guys that played on things performing songs, without Dylan, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that happened last week in preparation for what is the Dylan Show here in town this coming Wednesday.
Yep.
Friend of Slob Dean called up, wanted to hear something from Blood of the Tracks, and I knew those two shows were in the midst, and I wanted to get the facts straight about which one had happened when and which one was happening yet.
So there you go.
So there it is.
Mm-hmm.
So here are Minnesota guys playing on Blood and the Tracks, presuming this is, there are tracks that weren't recorded here, but this is that album. And maybe Bob will play this one on Wednesday. But then again, he might not, because he's Bob.
If you see her, say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Off of Blood on the Tracks, it's Bob Dylan.
On Cosmic Slap.
On Radio K.
A supersonic portion of Radio K is brought to you by Roadrunner Records, serving the independently minded music lover with a diverse selection of new and vintage music recordings on compact disc and LP record. Roadrunner Records has also added an offbeat DVD section. Roadrunner is located at 43rd Nicollet, two blocks west of 35W. Information available at 612-822-0613 or landspeedrecords.com. Roadrunner Records is a proud supporter of 770 Radio K.
Or else I'm getting soft. she's passing back this way. I'm not that hard to find. Tell her she can look me up if she's got the time.
Crescent moon is laying at your feet. We'll hope that's made of sand. You don't think you can, but you will help it all in your hand. Radio. I've been trying hard to keep from you, but from the start, my heart just won't.
I just dropped in because I come to wish you a happy anniversary, but it seems to me it's impossible for you to have an anniversary. You've only been married 7 months.
Welcome to the club.
Oh. And I, you know, I watch you every time you're on. What are you on? Tuesdays, Wednesdays?
Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Thursdays. No, you're not on all those nights. Joey Bishop's on all those nights.
Joey comes in occasionally.
Joey comes in.
Can I disprove something once and for all? What? They make jokes about you drinking, like I make jokes about Ed. Can I?
That's may I.
May I, excuse me.
You were dangling a participle, and I just found that.
Well, I'll wear a long coat, and nobody will notice it.
You ever thought of getting a partner again?
Oh, no,
hello.
No. No, I tried Linda Lovelace, but she said she had it up to here.
I didn't know that.
But it's sweet of you to come over and wish me... No, I'm glad you're here.
Over here.
It was my pleasure to come here.
And,
I don't know why I was... Well, but I do watch you every night.
You were in the building anyway.
No, but it's you. You are something. For 11 years, you have been something. What you are, I don't know. But he's the nicest guy.
You're not supposed to be out here.
Come here. Why don't you taste what he's drinking? Because it's fine.
I know what they
do. You look, you better smarten up because I'll say a few things.
No, don't stop. Don't.
Did you hear what happened with this guy?
I'm afraid
it was a terrific thing. I'm going to try and tell it in a way that they can't bleep it, but I doubt it. See, this guy says that, he says to another guy, he says, every time I sneeze, I have this complete gratification that comes from a way of having connubial fulfillment. He says, you mean every time you sneeze, you have a complete feeling as though you and someone you are closely related with through marriage had experienced many moments of gymnastics? He said, yes. He says, each time you sneeze, he says, what do you take them for? He said, pepper.
We'll be right back.
Try to bleep that,
after a word from the...
You know, that actually ended up being kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Buddy Hackett, you know, you think he's this cute little cherubic guy, but he was one of the dirtiest comics working the circuit.
Yep.
And that's Buddy intruding on Johnny Carson sitting with Dean Martin.
The famous walk-ons. The famous Johnny Carson walk-on. Suddenly Bob Hope. Oh, we had no idea Bob was dropping by, although we seem to have cleared back 5 minutes here. But yeah, and Dean Martin and Johnny Carson. I think Carson's, 11th anniversary show or something to that. You know, I think I gleaned it from the same thing you and I. We all heard. I think it was the 11th. It's from a legendary record called Here's Johnny, put out by Casablanca, the fabulous
destroyed
disco
Casablanca
label.
Records.
Yep. It big double album of excerpts of lots and lots of Carson shows that shipped gold and returned platinum, or one of the I think that may be the record around which that crack was devised. Anyway.
Anyhow, you have one of the few copies that's still in circulation that's not in a landfill somewhere.
Oh, I've seen more than my fair share. Okay. They ain't that hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
You can even find some still in plastic. But anyway.
I want to let the evil out.
A bit of Carson.
There it is. Before that, Judy Sill from her first album.
Dang.
Judy Sill. Lady O.
Dang, what a fabulous song.
Really nice. And Bob Dylan by request. If you see her, say hello.
Very nice. Again, Bob
and the band. On Wednesday.
Bob and the band and his string tie and his Vincent Price mustache will be performing at the Roy Wilkins Auditorium on Wednesday.
You're listening to KUOM AM Minneapolis St. Paul and KUOM FM St. Louis Park. That's pretty much it for Cosmic Slop. Dave is lurking in the background.
All of your rock needs will be fulfilled in a Radio K manner for the next several hours by the man who is a tastemaker on par with none other.
Hey-o.
Around this station.
The reins are in his hand these
days. Dave holds the title around here, but don't let that let him get a big head. You still call up and tell him when you don't like something.
That's right.
Oh, he loves
that. Don't get George Foreman out of retirement over here.
No, don't do that. We'll be back at 2 o'clock next week for more Cosmic Slop, and we leave you with a Slab O' Disco from late
70s. 79, I think.
I think it's
late on. And you will recognize the slide whistle breakdown.
And you may, if you're a club fan, you will notice that also is the basis for a hit by Madison Avenue from a couple years back, but also a gigantic sample used by Delight. Mm-hmm. But I just like the tune because it's funky as hell.
It's Vernon Birch. It's called Get Up.
We'll see you next week. It's Cosmic Slop here on...
Perhaps I'll see you on Tuesday at the Dinghy Town for Cinema Slop. That starts at 8.
And it's free.
Ooh, it's free. Summer Camp Nightmare. Wet Hot American Summer. Keep it in mind, won't you? But we'll see you next Sunday.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This has been Cosmic Slop. It's Radio K.
FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and KUOM FM, St. Louis Park, Radio K.
Minnesota Life reminds us that due to short supplies at blood banks throughout the area, transfusions are not always available, thus delaying needed operations and sometimes endangering lives. If you have donated blood in the past or just considered becoming a donor, please don't keep putting it off. Let's work together to combat short blood supplies. Remember, the greatest gift you can give is the gift of life. This important message is brought to you by Minnesota Life in St. Paul.
This is it. This is the sound. This is what you were looking for. It's Real College Radio. Radio K.